This is Sean with Voices of SE, and I'm speaking with Amy. Amy's going to give us a perspective from the female's view of SE back in the 90s. Is that right?
Well, the late 80s and the early 90s, yes.
Late 80s and early 90s. So you have a brother that we've already interviewed. His name is Mike Richardson, but you also had a big bro, and what was his name?
A big bro? Yeah, Stu. Steve Philhauer.
Steve
Philhauer. Was my big bro.
All
Stu.
Right. So where did you grow up? Where did you go to high school?
I grew up in Evansville, and I was born there. We moved to Fort Wayne briefly. My brother was actually born in Fort Wayne, and then we moved back home to Evansville. And so I went to high school there at Modern Day and graduated in 1988.
And what was your focus at that point? What area of work or industry did you think you'd study in college?
Sure. I was a chemistry major, so, and I wanted to be a physician, and I did ultimately end up going to medical school. So, yeah, fulfilled that dream, and that was great.
And when you went to Ball State, who was the first connection to SAE for you?
Well, you know, I was... My mom, we called them moms at that time, not big sisses in sorority, and I was an Alpha Phi, and Sherry Daniels was my mom, and Sherry and Shelly hung out with Kelly Lundy, and Kelly Lundy dated Aaron Turner, and so we spent a lot of time at the SAE house, and then that's kind of how I ended up with my big bro. And then in my pledge class was Krista Brown, who dated Greg Collings, who I think they're married now and have children. And so, you know, my friend group kind of hung out at SAE a lot. And so that was really my connection there.
So how would you describe those guys? Like when you first kind of met them, what was kind of the overview arc of them comparison to the other fraternities?
Oh, they were just fun and diverse too, you know, like not the same kind of monotoned people, and just very fun people, very nice, very sort of trustworthy and not like concerning to go to the house, right? And so that was, and just fun. We had a great time, always great dance music, of course great beer, but we always had a great time there.
All right, so Stu was your big bro, and your little bro wasn't at Ball State yet, but when he would come up to Ball State, and I think this is kind of what sparked my interest in the story, that you'd kind of kick him over to Stu. Is that right?
Well, it's funny, yeah, because he told me, and I was like, gosh, I don't even really remember that, but he was a senior. He had come up to visit me as a senior in high school, and I dropped him off with Stu. I must have really trusted him, I guess, to drop my little brother off with him. But, yeah, and I think that's really what, you know, where he got to know the guys, and that really spurred his interest in SAE, of course.
So as he you were there when he was there, is that right? So then,
just for 1 year, yes. I was a senior when he was a freshman.
So what was that like? Just kind of describe that a little bit, and if you've got any specific stories of you guys hanging out at the SAE house or just some flashbacks of where you guys went.
Well, I can't remember anything really specific that we did, to be honest. I hung out there with him, I'm sure. I remember a few flashbacks a little bit, but nothing, no specific stories.
Okay, so as he, you know, went through, did you ever go back, you know, as alumni, and then you're back hanging out with him at the house and, you know, kind of having flashbacks a little bit?
No, I have never gone back to Ball State with him. I have been back up for some Alpha Phi things. I'm actually an Alpha Phi advisor. And I went back up, and we actually ended up at the SAE house one night when we were kind of doing some stuff with the Red Dress Gala. But my brother wasn't up there at that time. But it was fun. I mean, it was great. And it was exactly like what I remembered it being.
So you with Alpha Phi, what do you think you really got out of being involved in a sorority just in general? And what are some of the lifelong benefits that you feel that you've gotten from that?
Sure. I mean, I had great opportunity to do leadership stuff in Alpha Phi. So I was vice president and I was scholarship chair, and that really helped develop my leadership and kind of working through conflict and things like that. And so that was really beneficial for someone who's a college age kid, right? Going through and learning that stuff. And then I made lifelong friends, of course. Like I'm still close friends with several people in my pledge class that were my roommates And so we all still hang out and are still very much in touch.
How recently has it been since you've gone up to maybe a game or for some event up at Ball State?
I was just up at Ball State for sorority recruitment, and so helping the Alpha Phi chapter with recruitment. I'm the advisor for recruitment.
Gotcha.
So that was just, what, two months ago, maybe.
Right. And I was up there for homecoming, and it definitely has the campus has. Were you surprised with how many more buildings are on campus now? And
Oh, so much so. Yeah, I mean, and it's always beautiful, but there's so many new things in the bell tower and things that weren't there when we were there. And then there's still the same stuff that was there, like the quad still looks the same, which is very reminiscent. Cooper Science is still there, even though they built a new science building now. So yeah, there's all kinds of new great new things, but then a lot of stuff that really sparks a lot of memories when you go back.
so have you been able to, were you still there, or did you already leave when SA built the new extension on the on their house?
I think I was gone when they built that extension. I graduated in 92. Do you know what year it went up?
It went up summer fall of 93.
Yeah, that I was gone.
Gotcha. Okay. So if you were going to give any advice to young SA guys that are thinking about coming into the house because of how the old guys were when you were there, how should they be? What type of advice would you tell them to live up to the true gentleman and being an SA?
Yeah, there's a lot of things going around with some of the fraternity stuff, and I think the SAEs in general are respectful and gentlemen, and I think if you can continue that tradition, you guys will be just fine, because that's the classic SAE that I remember, and so and then that create some trust with the sorority girls too, right? I mean, it's fun partying with your brothers, but it's really great having, parties with the sororities too. And so having the gentlemanly, SAE is the classic SAE, then, the girls feel comfortable. And so that's a big thing.
Right. So what would you, if, you and Mike were in the same room telling, maybe a favorite moment or something, is there anything that really pops out from back in the day when you were there and he was there and he was kind of like, hey, you're now kind of following in the footsteps of the guys that I respect. Is there anything that sticks out?
I mean, not really. I can tell you that I was very happy whenever he went SAE. Because I knew those guys were great guys, and I knew that he would, have good role models to look up to, and sort of, have fun. Obviously, everybody wants to have fun, but also just be a good person.
Right. So what do you think about the concept that we're doing here is for the alumni to tell about their lives have been since, since college and being able to hear some stories of the past from everybody and make it a fundraiser?
No, I think that's great. Because it is great to see how everybody goes on and has success, right? And the things that they do, either large or small, hear about their families and the success of their families, hear about their kids who might be going to Ball State or what have you. So, I think it's great, and to raise money is wonderful as well.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate your time and your reflection on your time with SE and what you thought of the guys and your brother becoming a file for brother as well. And just stay on the line. I'm going to close this one out.
Thank you.